everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And today is Monday. We're having another wonderful show. And let's do a emotional clearing. This is the Creation Lightship show. And we have four shows a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So let's do an emotional clearing here. And here we go. So emotional clearing, go back 5 days. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And let's do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And a pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see what else we can pull out of the hat here. Let's try a, people like to have the self-sabotage, so that's a energetic energy, not necessarily a body. So here we go. So this is taking away that energy from you for self-sabotaging yourself and maybe others. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's take some people out of a few parallel lifetimes. So we'll take out the first lifetime here, number one, and taking you out of that, bringing you back here in the present moment. Maybe you could have 1,000 of these running at one time, so this is one of these here. Sad to say. So here we go. We'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you felt your body shift or change or a little higher consciousness, it's because you were not here. Okay, another parallel life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, that gets to be a little strange for some people. We're going to be doing a new show on Fridays. It'll be a Creation Lightship show, but we're going to work about and talk about paranormal stuff. So that'll be mainly call-ins. People can ask questions, talk about their unusual experiences, and we'll see if we can get you an answer for what's going on with that experience, whatever that was for you. So, we have a sponsor tonight, a co-host named Pauline. So are you out there, Pauline?
Yes, Ron. Hi. Hi, everybody. Ron?
I'm here.
Can you explain, I just did it the last second because I had done this a year ago, sponsoring the show. I vaguely remember what it's about. Can you explain it again?
Okay, yeah. Well, what normally happens for people who are sponsors is $60. And that covers the show expense that I have and for each show. And what you have is you're able to bring up, read the fast chat if you wish. You can also send me different questions that you may want to have answered on the show and or just talk to me on the show with your own personal questions. And it's quite nice because what happens is when you're doing this, you're part of the Lightship. Lightship team will say, and the Lightship actually brings energy right into where you live, where you are, in your room, in your house, wherever, and clears it out so that you can have a higher consciousness when you're having, working with the Lightship. So it's quite wonderful, and you normally feel a lot lighter. You're definitely in the moment. So here we go. Pauline, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, I'm not going to ask too many questions, only because you seem to answer a lot of them, and I think I'll just help, read the fast chat, and if I come up with some questions, is that okay? I'll ask them then.
Sure.
Oh, there is something I wanted to ask you. There is one thing. I noticed, now that the holidays are coming, I was, trying to figure out what I'm getting people, there's so much money that I can spend, but I'd rather give them healing. So I was wondering and actually realized you have gift certificates. Is that still, I haven't ever heard you mention them, but.
Yeah, that's on the website. You can do that and we can mail somebody a gift certificate. That's no problem. Yeah, so we do that. We've done that before in the past. But what's so nice about it is that people will do that and have a wonderful healing, even if it's one of their friends. So. Let's do the mind to heart drop. that way people can be a little more heart-centered, and then we'll see what's on the fast chat here. And we also have call-ins if you want to call in tonight. So here we go. I'm going to drop your awakening consciousness, your thoughts that you have from your head, we'll say, into your heart center. And we always count from 10 down to 1 backwards because that's the way it works easily. And you can actually feel, if you're a sensing person, the energy actually moving down. And this you should be doing yourself. It's not a meditation. It's not hypnosis or anything. It's just you connecting with your spirit. And you have to command the energy. This is why I do counting. So I either use the word stronger at times, or I count from maybe 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. In this case, you'll go backwards like an elevator. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, think a thought. I'll put some music on momentarily here. And just see if you can connect with your spirit. Ask your spirit to say hi to you. And if you can't get that connection, the voice inside of your heart, remember, it won't be in your head, it'll be in your heart. So this is the way it works. And just make that connection. I'm not going to feel a wonderful peace energy. Over to you.
Okay, there's so far no questions or requests on the fast chat, but I actually this weekend signed up for the NATO barcode and noticed a lot of differences. You've got different healers on there rather than just a light being. I could choose between Star Bethlehem, the Signia. I mean, is that something you wanted to talk about? I mean, that was interesting to have.
Yeah, we just put that up, and we'll just see how people like that. Some people may want to have different energies to do the healings with, as they have their own slight personal personalities here. So we'll try that out for a while here. So far, people have liked the healings that way. So it's kind of up to you. Some people may think it's too churchy. I had that comment too, but we'll just see what happens
here.
You
were missing some, like, some, I guess, sects that would probably be looking for certain, like, I don't know, the Jews would have wanted to look for Moses or something, and that's what I was, like, looking for certain ones that I didn't see.
Yeah, so
I wasn't comfortable with some of them myself, so I didn't, but, you know, I guess you could always go to the light being, right?
Yeah, so that's it's kind of what people may have a preference for, but if not, you know, just use the light being. So we'll just see how it works out, just to add a little more spice to the website. And so far, you know, I'll just see how people like it. So just give me an email, everybody, to see if you like the way it is. I don't want it to turn into, like, too churchy, which it may look, but these are light beams from the light ship, so it all depends how you view that. Naturally, they have their own personality down here, and, you know, not all of them maybe have spoke of 100% truth, but they still carry the light. Remember, the dark side still infiltrates, you know, everything that's here, because you have to live in the darkness, you know. So back to you, Pauline.
Okay. Tom would like to have fear, anger, and victim clearing samples.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so let's do the victim first here, and we'll do fear and anger. So victim, so 5 days ago cleared. I think we have that also on the self-empowerment area. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So again, sense the energy. See how your body's responding. And next we'll do the fear clearing. So normally I always do the fear and anger together, mainly because once you have the fear released, then you become angry because you realize that the fear was probably given to you by somebody else. Not always, but typically that's what happens. Or you realize that it was kind of stupid that you had fear. And then you get angry because maybe you lived your whole life in fear and you're older now and you realize that maybe you wasted 50 years, okay, because of something that you could have had taken away, you know, very easily. So anyway, here we go, at least now anyway. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now we'll do the anger. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. A lot of energy coming out. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okie doke. So, there we go. Let me see what else I could add for this year. We did self-sabotage before. Let's look at... let's do some kind of... like something that's self-defeating, the self-defeating clearing, okay? So here we go. We already did victims. So let's do something with being self-defeated. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There. So on the website, you can get on the self-empowerment clearing, and that lasts for 6 weeks. You can get on there and clear a bunch of things. So if you haven't done that, I would highly recommend checking that one out. It's on the left-hand side on the homepage, creationlightship.com. So we'll get back to you, Pauline.
Well, I haven't done that yet because there's so many things I got to do, but I did enjoy the rejuvenation, the body rejuvenation. I did it for 1 day. I went through all of them just to experience it because I don't really have so much physical stuff at the moment, thank goodness, because I guess I've been on all the monthly calls.
Yeah.
So that helps. I mean, yeah. That's very, you know, that's talking about that. I guess can we talk about the intensives? Because I think that will be like, coming up again.
I mean, December, the first Sunday will be,
the 6th, I believe, right?
6th, yeah. So the 6th, 6th, 13th, and 20th. These three, back-to-back Sundays, we're doing the 8-hour conference call. And for the newcomer listening, you might think, a conference call for 8 hours? Oh, man, Are you really kidding me? Because that seems like your whole day. But the time goes by very quickly. And you're out of time. And much like this show right now. In fact, if you notice, we've been on the air for about 15 minutes. And what does it feel like to you? Maybe a minute or two, okay?
Yes.
So you're out of time, and we do many, many, many clearings. It's mainly designed to get rid of the extraterrestrial, alien, parasites, life forms, shapeshifters, out of our body, out of our physical body. And that includes, you know, we do a nervous system clearing, skeleton, body organs, skin, all different types of things. So these calls are very, very beneficial for that, and you actually feel much better afterwards. And so this is what we're doing. You also get, you know, the Saturday call, which is once a month, which will be on the 19th. It's a four-hour call. So the price for all these is $200. So it's 28 hours on the light ship on a conference call line, and then you're also on the light ship for the total month. As you come up and go to the light ship, because you're in quarantine and they have to keep working with you. So they don't just let you come back and then you go up, you know, each Sunday for 8 hours. You're on the light ship continuously, having the stuff taken out of you. And you may start to find your physical weight changing. You may find things that you thought you had wrong with you disappear. And just many other things. You want to give an example for yourself, Pauline? I'll put you on the spot. How do you feel after these calls?
There are times I'm too lazy to sit on the phone because I don't have a speakerphone, so I've just been absentee, and I actually do enjoy when I know what's going on because I'm not one of the seeing people, but so when you're doing it, and also when we're getting all those waters that we're getting clearings, if I'm not on, I don't know when you're doing the waters, but that it makes a big difference when you're on. And I guess if I wasn't on, I mean, my cells have water in it, correct? Then I would probably be getting the energies anyway, right?
Yeah, your whole body's being worked on, yes. So if you're absentee, by all means, you do have, you know, the energy is coming into you. And we do a lot of people absentee because they just can't stay on for all that time. Some people come in, maybe they start the call off for the first 15 minutes or so, and we do water charging, and maybe they come back on maybe in 3 or 4 hours for a short time. You know, so it's kind of up to you. A lot of people like to stay on the call, so they can actually hear what's happening, but you don't have to be present.
I was curious because if I'm putting other people absentee, I want to see what they're doing. And they don't, you know that they're going through it, so I figured let me see what it feels like, too.
Yes, uh-huh.
So, yeah. Could I ask something, because Karen wanted to ask the same question. This is a very interesting question. Can you explain the difference between the sensory clearing and the seven-generation emotional clearing?
Okay, the seven-generational, well, I'll start with the sensory clearing. The sensory clearing goes back and clears the major stuff out of you from when your spirit first came here to this planet and came into a body, okay? Now, that gets rid of emotional stuff, and that's quite a bit of your emotional baggage. Seven-generational clearing goes extra, extra deep, and this is just the way it works. So once over, I'll say that the basic sensory clearing probably gets rid of about 90% of your stuff. And the seventh generation goes actually much deeper to get rid of the rest of it, or almost all of it, let's put it that way. And what we're living is basically the thoughts of our ancestors. See, if you look back, seven generations is probably going to be around, you know, maybe 1850 to the 1900s, depending, you know, on your ancestry, how many people had children and, you know, et cetera. So we'll just say it starts with 1850. So we're going back about 150 years. And if you notice the mindset in the 1850s, you know, people still had guns on their, you know, wearing guns, you know, the cowboys, you know, people looking for land, no cars around, you know, no communication like we have now. I would imagine most people were probably farmers or lived off the land. More than what we have now as far as going to the grocery store, buying frozen food, et cetera. So the mindset was completely different back then. And so from then to now is where we have a lot of energies coming in, at least the last 100 years. And so the seven-generational clearing goes back to where you have a lot more judgment and a lot more knowledge. Remember, the knowledge is what's getting us into trouble. This is why the Bible kind of talks about, you know, I'm not a Bible person, but something like, you know, don't partake of the fruit from the tree of good and evil or something like that, which is judgment. Okay? So the judgment energy is through mass communication. That's how I perceive it. And the more you read, the more that you're imprinted with this stuff, right or wrong, you're still imprinted, and then you take on a belief of what you're reading. And then from there, that judgment's inside of your body. Well, with the light, everything is perfect, so there's no judgment. But when you read something and then you pick sides, right or wrong, you know, stop and go, you know, yes and no, then at that point you're creating a duality inside of yourself, and the mind energy is created with duality, where the light has no duality in it. It's just pure light. Everything is okay. And so when you pick up that energy, the seven generational clearing is going to get rid of a lot of stuff that you're dealing with right now because of that imprinting. So I hope that helped you out. So what you're really living now, more than likely, is your last seven generations. Now, in the time of Jesus, when he did the seven generational clearings, that really cleared people out. That was much like the century clearing, okay? So he only had to go back maybe seven generations because there wasn't mass communication. There wasn't people going out there with a lot of input. You know, you probably lived in a certain location, maybe you only walked 5 miles from your town, and that was it. You didn't know about anything else. Where now you can fly everywhere. So that's the difference. And so in his time, it was much easier to clear away energies going back seven generations. That probably got rid of most of your genetic stuff because you didn't have that much judgment. And then you had the caste system. So normally what you did, you know, as a job was probably what your parents did because they taught you. And you were the person doing whatever, the, you know, the baker or the candlestick maker or whatever, you know, and that was your job. And so every year you would go back to so-and-so's family, and that's why, you know, you hear the names of certain names, you know, that talk about what they used to be. You know, I think in German they use the word von, which means from, I think. So maybe from something, you know, and that's who you were from, that type of family. And so that's kind of the way it is. And you probably all can relate to that, that everything back then was a caste system, which basically disempowered you, and it disempowered you because you couldn't really move out of that situation. And so you had royalty, which are very few people. How they got that, who knows, but that's what they had, and it still carries over into our lifetime now. And everybody else are like slaves or peons, you know, so we can all relate to that. So anyway, that's kind of the difference. Is that,
I had the century clearing, and I know it was definitely deep, deep emotional. But that was, I believe, my spirit body went back 42,000 years, so that was an important clearing. But yes, the seven generations sounds like you said that's from the DNA that your ancestors passed on to you, so it might not all be your stuff, but at least with the centuries clearing, it's my personal spirit stuff, correct?
Yes. And it's your body, too. It goes back into the body stuff also.
Right. So that's where it takes up where the DNA actually you're going to be going into with the seven generations much more because
that's correct.
The ancestors. Uh-huh. Okay, great.
That's too. It gives your spirit like a new lease on life because it clears it out as much as we can.
Sounds very important. Okay, people have been making comments like they love the different light beings that are being, you know, that they can choose from. Like Marie R. mentioned, Chris liked Krishna. I lost a few people off the fast chat. Let me go quickly before I lose the rest of them. Larry's asking something about, I hope I understand this. Why do people from a dark force ceremony seem to have darker eyes? That's what it says on his fast chat.
Okay, there's a lot of new TV shows coming out. The one that's really informative right now is the new sci-fi. So it's S-Y-F-Y. And I don't know if they changed, channels or not. I don't watch much TV, and I was doing some channel surfing, and I'm used to seeing the sci-fi channel, and now it's spelled differently, so I don't know if it's the same thing or not. But I've watched a few of the shows in the last week, and, they had a thing on shapeshifters, you know, from the past, a long time ago, and, you know, the gladiators and stuff with the Cyclops the other night. So anyway, but they're getting into stuff that is kind of in our heritage. And, you know, werewolves and stuff. So it's quite interesting to see that, because they're showing us our past history of what was here by the aliens. And I'm sure they're going to be bringing forth, being sci-fi related, stuff that could be happening in the future, which is really now. So I should explain that a little bit, because people kind of get confused. They say, well, how can you... Okay, first of all, the light only works in the now. So whenever I talk of things that are outside of the now, that's not of the light. So we'll talk about non-light right now. So the non-light energies give you parallel lifetimes. So you have future lives and you have past lives. Now, you do have past lives on this planet in the light, because you do have a history of where you were, okay? But you don't have anything that's in the future. Future is what you're creating. And that's the problem, is that people are being forced to create, okay? This is why you're forced to reincarnate, okay? That's basically the main thing. So you're on this conveyor belt with the guy behind you whipping you, we'll say, disempowering you, giving you all these lessons, which they call spiritual lessons, because you are a spirit and you're here, and they think that you think that you're here to learn, and you're only trying to figure out how to get the hell out of here, you know? But you know, that's why ascension time comes. But so you are living your future, in a sense, because the future from the dark side has you into parallel lifetimes. This is where you get the deja vu pattern. So even though something may have happened a second, you know, previously, and you happen to see it over again because you happen to bring into this reality a reality of a parallel life, and it was the same thing, and you go, wow, I've been here before. This feels very familiar to me, or wow, I better not go down this street because there's going to be a car accident. And so you happen to turn right, and all of a sudden you hear a big crash, and you go, wow, I'm glad that I tuned into that, or that I got guidance, or whatever. You know, you know whatever happened, you feel that it was some kind of divine intervention. Well, it's very possible that along with that, if it's not divine intervention, maybe you turned right because you had more insight in a parallel lifetime, and you decided not to get in this car wreck. Maybe you have 300 lifetimes where you are in a car wreck, and maybe out of those 300, or maybe you have 350, maybe 50 of them you decided to turn right because you saw the danger. And so now back here, your spirit now comes in because it's experienced all these car accidents, and you got downloaded with the information that you better turn right from those 50 lifetimes that saved your butt, okay? So that's kind of how it works. So you are living the future now, and the future is the script of the dark side. Remember, the light only works in the now. It doesn't give you anything to do. You're just here to have fun, you know, to live moment by moment. So you do have a predetermined script. This is what the planets give you. Your planetary clearing that we do gets that stuff off of you, along with you want to do parallel lifetimes. But the main thing is that you are living these lives, and in the parallel lifetimes that you're living and leading to are brought to you here, and you're on that conveyor belt going to experience what they have in store for you in these parallel lifetimes in the future. In the future, it could be a second from now, or it could be maybe a week away. So maybe you're reading the script in a parallel lifetime of doing something a week away, and that leads through here, and you find yourself doing something that you really would not necessarily choose to do, but it seems okay because it feels safe to you, and you do something, and then you find out there's a consequence to it. So that's kind of what happens. So you are living a lot of those lifetimes. This is why if you're in the moment, in the heart center, you can, you know, get away from all of these things. But most people are not able to stay there long enough to do that. But if you are, then you have the opportunity to be in the present moment and to be with spirit versus with the alien energies that are controlling you. So back to you, Pauline.
There seems to be a comment, I think, from Marie that she says that since she's been doing the self-empowerment clearing, it's been bringing up anger in her. And I think people have been commenting and realizing that they have been so disempowered, and maybe that's part of the reason that emotion is coming up. Or
Yeah, I would say that would be correct, yeah. So you might do something to bring in more spirit infusion into you.
Okay.
I think that's on there also. And bring in the energy to self-empower yourself to get rid of more of that. To find out which clearing you may want to do over again a few times. Maybe there's one that's not completed yet. Because when you do this, you should be back into balance. And you should be able to take any one of those issues typically, and it should not resonate with you. So it's very possible that maybe the wound got opened up and it didn't get corrected quite enough yet. You know, it's still festering.
Mike was mentioning he used the Star of Bethlehem eye, which I also used actually last night as well, and it was really wonderful. And so it was nice to see somebody else agreeing with me.
That's great.
But, I don't really see much more of the questions. There seem to be comments. Maybe I'm checking the archives just to see if I miss any questions. Infinite sadness sample, I got a request for.
Okay, here we go. So infinite sadness. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. I'll do that again. That one seems kind of rough. 5 days ago cleared. I'm yawning. 4 days cleared. You can yawn too out there, people. That'll help release the energy from you. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go.
I'm going to ask this question only because it's from some of our favorite people, Nancy and Angel. She wants to know how the Earth Spirit is faring. Is that okay? We ask for that one?
It's better than what it was. It's I'd say probably maybe 7% or something. So it's kind of moving up. It was at 6% for quite a long time, and it's moving up a little bit here. So.
Okay.
That's good. You might feel the energy changing yourself. And the energy changing could make you feel a little less grounded, if you want to use that term. Because, remember, you're used to tying in, your body's used to being hooked into darkness. And so with the darkness energy, you're used to feeling density. And so what happens is when that's released from you, now your body will become lighter. And you might feel like you're not connected. So it's a little different than having your spirit in your body where you feel heavy. So when you're connected to the earth densities, you're going to feel heavy. In fact, we'll do it right now, and I'll show you the difference here, okay? So we're going to first take you and hook your body up very strongly to the earth, okay? So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, man. Start it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So right now your body is really connected to the earth energy, and this is the earth energy of the dark side. Okay, this is the judgment energy. This is the negativity. And so you may not like that at all. I personally don't like it, but this is how your body would normally feel because your body lives in a dark planet, okay? So we'll see what kind of comments we get here on the fast chat. And now we're going to disconnect you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, instead of feeling like lead, you should feel a lot lighter in your body itself. Your body should feel like it's floating, okay? And now we're going to hook you up to the energy, which I call the space holders, that are in the planet, which is pure light. But they don't have the energy to command anything to happen. They're just pure light energy. So here's a space holder energy that your body's going to be connected to. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So your body should feel very light. It should feel very peaceful. And this is pure light. Remember, the light had to come in order for the earth spirit to leave its creation. Otherwise, when it left, when it only left 20% of itself here, if it would have not had the light come in to take over the other 80%, it would have been taken over by darkness 100%. So the light is holding the space of the earth spirit until it can come back in, and then it can have command and control over its creation. So we'll see what comments we have now. How do you feel, Pauline, out of the
studio? Oh, I really didn't want you to hook me up, but I tried it, and I didn't like it. And now that you unhooked us, I'm glad, because I felt like a whole relief in my chest area, and I could breathe again.
And so, see, what happens is some people are used to that negativity. So they're used to the heaviness. And they know what that's like because they're running that energy all the time. And so when you take them out of that, they think something is wrong. Like, oh, man, what happened to me? You know, I'm grounded. I don't feel right. You know, because remember, the negativity that people normally have, maybe except for the people listening to this show, but most people thrive on negativity because they need that negativity to catapult them into the next experience. And this is the way it works. Remember the old saying, no pain, no gain? And so people are used to that. And they're also used to using their mind a lot to cause harm to somebody else. Psychic attack energy. So that's kind of the way things work in the dark side. And so as you choose yourself consciously to use more darkness to command and control more people around you, then you have more power, which is what the dark side loves to give you. And but when you're in the light, there's no such thing. And this is why people who, like in Jesus' teachings, you know, you want to be like meek, be like a child, and that is because when that happens, you are actually in the light, and you don't feel that negativity, so you don't feel any resistance. So back to you, Pauline.
Okay, there's a question about the generational clearing, the seventh generation. Marie is asking, is it better to have it done for the youngest family member?
Yes, but it is. So what happens is, let's say that you have a, let's just say that you're 60 years of age and you got married at 20, had a child at 25, so now you have a child that also can have a child. So now if you do that for your grandchild, then it will move up through the family line. It'll go up from the grandchild into the parents, okay? And then it'll come up into you. And it'll go into their parents' parents, okay, on both sides. So you won't have the full benefit, but you will have probably, I would guess, maybe a five-generational clearing when they would have it be in the first generation. So, yes, it would be better to help out your family members to do that. Now, if you do, say you have two children and you do like, say you have a male and a female, so you do your son, that is not going to affect the daughter, okay? But it will affect the parents. There may be some energy that might be released from the siblings, but basically it only works on the one person going up. And each time it goes up, it doubles. And it goes, because it doubles because it goes into two people, then it goes into four, then it goes into eight and 16. It goes through all the different family members. So the seventh generation would be great to have for people who now are going to be seeing the relatives. Maybe, you know, you probably already saw them maybe at Thanksgiving, but typically at Christmas time. Those are the two main times of the year that people get together with families. So, you know, you could probably get rid of some of your stuff. Remember, your family members only see you and know you normally as who you were when you grew up. Because you come together, they don't know what your life is like daily unless you live close by and you communicate or see them, you know, on a daily basis or a weekly basis, or you talk to them all the time on the phone. So normally people get together at Christmas time. And then, you know, all you have is what happened in the last year. But what they really remember is when you were living with them in the same household. And they bring all that guilt and all that fear and all that stuff, all that baggage back to you because that's the box they put you into. So they see you maybe as somebody who maybe somehow you had a problem at the age of 15 that was awful and it affected the whole family. Well, they see you as a 15-year-old having all these problems. So each time you go back, maybe you travel, you know, 2,000 miles to go see your family. Each time you go back there, they put you into that box of that awful affair, that thing that affected everybody, and you're stuck there. So if you do a clearing, especially if you do their emotional clearings, each one of those people do an emotional clearing on, all of a sudden you're out of that box. And they're out of their box that they're putting you into and out of their own box. So this is what's so good about having the online emotional clearance where you can go in and do it for anybody in your family. So back to you, Pauline.
And then you would do the seventh generation if you wanted to do it, like, deeper? Is that...
Yeah, that's going... Okay.
First, you had to do the current life before you can go back generations, right?
Right. You have to do this lifetime first, yeah.
Somebody has to do it this first, and then whoever does it first, I guess then they're the ones you should do the seventh generation with if you want to get the effect.
Yes, that's correct, because you have to do this lifetime first for each person, yes.
But they would get it as their parents, but they didn't do the emotional. They would get somewhat of a relief, but not as much as if they would go back and do the emotional clearing after the younger member gets done first.
Yeah, I'd say they get about maybe 2 to 5% relief by not having, if you didn't do the emotional clearing to the seventh generation, they probably would have that little bit of a clearing. But it's not going to really affect them because you have to do this lifetime. Remember, this lifetime is where you live.
But the person that you did the seventh generation for is the one that's really going to get the benefit, correct?
Yes, you want to do this lifetime emotional clearing.
Okay.
And that gets rid of your stuff. Remember, you're living your stuff. You're living your baggage. And so, you know, like I say, you know, relief is 1 hour away. You just have to show up and have the clearing done. And when that's done, then you're living in the moment more than what you were in the past.
Okay, you got a request from Twiggy, a parallel life clearing and planetary cord clearing, please.
Okay, parallel life. So here we go. Oh, man, let's do, since the parallel lives also are in time, remember the dark side creates time for us, let's do a parallel lifetime. Normally I do it in the moment here. Let's go back when you're at the age of 10, and we'll clear out, this would be January 1st, we'll say, when you were 10 years of age, okay? We'll just pick a date here. So here we go. We're going to take away... 5 parallel lifetimes for you that you experienced January 1st when you were 10 years of age. So here we go. So first one, releasing. Good. Second, releasing. Third, fourth, and fifth. There we go. And now we want to do, planetary.
Can I ask you quickly, before you go on to planetary, could you give me a taste of the past life one, past life parallel life?
Okay, you want to pass?
I want to see because I've not done that. I've done the current life one only, so I don't feel anything when you do those.
Okay, so let's just do a past life one here. So
clone Earth,
yeah,
or clone
so,
planet, whatever you want.
Okay, so you want to do a past life when you're in a body, somewhere, some other body besides your own body right now, right?
Right.
And you want to do a planetary clearing for that life. Okay, so let's go back to the year 1900. I think most people listening were not born then, okay, in the same body that you're in now. That's quite a while back. So let's go. Here we go. So we're going to do a cloned Earth, cloned body. So, and this is a planetary clearing that would be in a parallel lifetime. Well, that's going to get complicated. So here we go.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Okay, ready.
So we'll clear out 10 planets. So first planet cleared, second cleared. Hope you're all getting this here. Third cleared, fourth cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So how's that feel?
Oh, that's heavy duty. I need that clearing.
Feel good?
Yes, I did.
That's 1900, and let's see, we did a parallel life clearing for a cloned Earth with the planet. So we took the planet energy off you that was in a cloned planet in a past life in 1900.
Wow.
Interesting, huh?
I didn't know you could do that, the planet part. With the parallel life, past life, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so yeah, they can pull out many things out of the hat. I just don't want to get too confusing for people.
Okay, she also wants a planetary cord clearing. So basically the planetary cord clearing is only for this lifetime, correct?
Yes.
That you're doing. But you just gave us a sample of the one from a past life. So that means you're going to have a clearing for a past life planetary cord clearing now?
Well, I can do that. I don't like to...
Okay, just checking.
Yes, it is possible, but man, it just, there's so many rabbits in the hat, you know, and they're, you know, it's a really big hat.
Okay.
So I don't want to...
Well, just worry about this lifetime, like you said.
Just worry about this lifetime, you know. Otherwise, you may get too freaked out, you know. But if you are having a problem, you know, some people are very intuitive, so I'll just put this out there. So maybe you're very intuitive and you go, geez, Ron just did this clearing for a parallel lifetime clone planet and how the planets that they created, the dark side created to control me in the 1900s is affecting me. And, you know, I'm getting the vision that, I had a leg problem back then and it was caused by that parallel life and I have a leg problem today. And, man, I'm connecting these dots. I want to get that clearing done, okay? So that could help you. But
yeah,
I would not, even though it may affect you a lot, you want to do this lifetime first, okay?
Okay.
So, Chris is asking for a, I'm reading it here, past life planetary cloned Earth for, okay.
Where is that?
No, that's what we did, yeah.
Okay, perfect, because I guess I didn't want to skip that Twiggy one at the planetary cord clearing since I got sidetracked you.
Okay, so what is this lifetime? Okay.
Okay.
So this would be this lifetime right now, today, and this will be what's controlling you today up to this point with the planets controlling you in a parallel life. That sound good?
Yes.
So here we go. Same thing, but it's a different date. So first planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and tenth release. Now we're going to do the planetary clearing for this lifetime that you're in on planet Earth. Okay? This is what we normally do. Okay? So first planet released, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and tenth release. So, very interesting. I'd like to know how people are feeling out there. Anybody want to call in, please? Somebody who really felt something, if you could, that'd be great. Maybe you could, do you have the phone numbers again, Pauline?
I had only the one number, the 1-888 number. Maybe that's why nobody's calling in. I don't have the other ones. 888-815-9756. I'll put it on the fast chat, or if somebody else could type it in for me. You want me to go look up the numbers? Or if anybody out there can help me put in the other numbers.
Hey, yeah, we have a good crew out here.
Okay, thank you. So I can at least keep up with what's going on here.
Anybody wants to call in
and please call in
on these three clearings, that'd be great, of what they felt. And how if these are synchronistic to your life right now, that'd be a more of an interesting question.
Okay. So there was looked like a paranormal type of question here. Can I ask you it for this person?
Yeah, we'll do some paranormal stuff. We'll be having that show, like I said, on Friday, so we can cover different things like that, too.
This person, Maria R., says she's seen many ships blinking in the sky for the past 2 weeks. Any comments, Ron?
Okay.
Maybe that's paranormal.
Yeah, I would say the blinking ships that you're seeing in the skies are from this planet, manufactured here. Remember that the regular UFO ships are not going to flash lights to you. They're not going to make noise like you probably saw in the old days of the, you know, UFO stuff, Buck Rogers and stuff. You know, they don't do that. They're quiet. They're very quick. They're very fast. They're not going to blink lights to you. So that's more of a, new age type of, ships that are made on this planet, okay, trying to show things. Another thing that happened, you may have heard about the Phoenix Lights where they had spaceships up there in a V triangular thing. That was also ships that were made here and that's what that was all about. So that's part of the, you know, the people when the UFO adventurists, you know, look at that, people who are looking for UFOs. So that's what happens. Oh, I heard.
Sounds like we got a call.
Got a beeper?
Hi. How are you doing, Ron?
Good.
Good. I was wondering, could I get a future parallel life clearing?
Okay. A future parallel life. Okay.
Is that the mind-created one, or?
Yeah, that'd be a mind-created parallel life clearing. So, like we talked about, we're on the conveyor belt for parallel lives, okay? So, Larry, how far in the future do you want to go?
As long as as far as the aliens have taken me to get me out of a present time.
Okay. That gets to be complicated. I'm sure that we could probably go a week in the future. That sound okay to you? Because they, you know, the light ship can trace part of that. I don't know how far in the future they can go, but because they only work on it now, but they can go like 7 days. So here we go, everybody. So this is the path that you're on parallel lives, probably many of them. There may be other paths too, but this is the conveyor belt that you're on, and that also can bleed through into here, and you can follow that same path, okay? So that's kind of what you what the words would be when people talk about, what do they call it, divine right order, okay, divine intervention. That's kind of what that would be, is your parallel lifetimes. I'm sure I'm stepping on some toes here. That's your parallel lifetimes that are showing you where you need to go to, okay? So it's like finding out that they already show you the freeway off-ramp, you know, and you're headed in that direction. So here we go. We'll go 7 days into the future and take you out of 10 parallel lifetimes that are on the same path, whatever that would be, of control. So it is a control path. And we'll just see how that affects you because you're on that path down here. So here we go. First one release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 release. How's that feel, Larry?
It feels really easy right now inside, much easier.
And what do you think for yourself? Are you able to discern the path that you're on now, whatever that would be, the direction, the mindset that they gave you to follow? Remember, it's like having the carrot in front of your nose, you know, or the
yes,
comic.
Yes, absolutely. I was able to discern that they tried to take me out of present time into future time parallel planet, and also they tried to take me into past time parallel planet conflict also.
Yes, okay, uh-huh.
They had a double agenda.
Yeah.
To get me out of parallel, present life, present time.
And that, too, is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's validation because you know what the past was like, and you go, yep, that happened to me again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you relive the past, they're just giving you they already put it in place of that mind-controlling situation, and so they can live on that and, you know, use that as a grounding area to catapult you into the same scenario for another one because you're used to it already.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be really trapped in a configuration of conflict and darkness, if that being the case, if I didn't have light enough to stay in the present time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's what happens. You know, going into the darkness, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of a lifetime. Remember, your genetics is full of that. That's why we clear out your genetics, because you're full of darkness. This is all that I do is I'm like a garbage collector, you know, and we get rid of those things so that you can have light in your body. Light in your cells so your spirit can come into you. And that's the reason why we have these radio programs. And it's like
I never realized that. I'd like to have a clearing about genetics. That's what I'm feeling. Now it's a genetics there then.
Yeah. Boy. That would be... Right now I can't do that. Maybe we can bring it up on the Friday show.
Okay. All right.
Okay. because our time is coming to a close here. This show went by quickly. Do you believe that, Larry?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm Larry. Yes.
Yeah, we went through this show very quickly.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'll be here on Friday, too.
Yeah, so think of some good paranormal questions, everybody listening. And do call in, because this will be an interesting show, and we can probably run over. So I don't think we have any shows before us and after us, so, you know, we can run over as long as we need to afterwards. So Friday night will be a lot of fun. So we have one thing about entity clearing here. Looks like we can do that. Here we go. More entity clearing here. Just lost a line. Now we're back on it again. It's very interesting. The entities must have got us. So here we go. Or the parallel life didn't like us being in this lifetime. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Get some more entities out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, jellyfish energy. This will be doing on this coming Sunday on the 8-hour intensive. So here we go. Taking away these things off your head right now. And they're coming off. So the price, like I said, is $200 for yourself. If you have a spouse, they're half price, $100. And children under 18 are free. And so are your animals, pets, and flowers and gardens or whatever you'd like to bring up with them. So, and it's just wonderful. Get rid of this jellyfish here. There we go. Get these tentacles off us here. And this show is Monday, and our next show will be on Wednesday, and then Friday is going to be our Creation Lightship paranormal show. So please call in, get some questions prepared. I want to bring forth some strange events in your life in the past, and I can tell you what maybe happened. So here we go. There. Okay. So Pauline, thank you.
Okay, thanks, everybody, for assisting.
Okay, we're going to bring the light beam up, so bring the light beam up if you wish, and we'll bring in some peace energy. I'll count to 10. It'll be energized for the next half an hour. So half past the hour, it'll be off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, blessings to all of you, and see you maybe in the conference call in a half an hour that we have, or see you maybe on Wednesday. Blessings.
Good night.